Welcome to the Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore how innovation is taught across disciplines, from the sciences to the arts, from classrooms to communities. I'm Greg, a professor and lifelong learner, here to share stories and strategies that highlight the creativity and discovery innovators like you are using in education and how we can build on it. Today's show is called What Makes Inquiry-Based Learning Work? Let's dive in. Picture this. Your students are deep in an inquiry project about renewable energy, but suddenly they're debating pizza toppings instead of exploring solar panels. Every teacher's nightmare, right? Inquiry that spirals into chaos instead of channeling into breakthrough thinking. Today, I want to share how structured inquiry transforms wandering curiosity into focused innovation. Here's what I've learned after years of research and classroom observation. Innovation thrives within creative constraints, not complete freedom. The most powerful inquiry experiences include clear driving questions, defined success criteria, and strategic checkpoints. Think of it as building highway guardrails. Students can still choose their lane and speed, but they stay on the road to discovery. The research backs this up beautifully. Studies show guided inquiry produces 40% better learning outcomes than purely open-ended exploration. Vygotsky understood this when he described the zone of proximal development. Students need scaffolding to reach beyond their current understanding. We're looking for that sweet spot. Enough structure to maintain focus, enough freedom to foster genuine curiosity. I want to share a framework that's transformed classrooms I work with, the 3-2-1 inquiry framework. Three focused sub-questions that ladder up to your main inquiry. Two required evidence sources students must consult. One creative output format they can choose, whether that's a presentation, prototype, or performance. This framework keeps exploration targeted while preserving student voice and choice. Let me tell you about Sarah, a seventh grade teacher whose class investigated, how can our school reduce food waste? Without structure, her students researched everything from cafeteria operations to global hunger statistics. They were overwhelmed and unfocused. But when Sarah applied the 3-2-1 framework, everything changed. She created sub-questions about measurement, causes, and solutions. Students interviewed cafeteria staff and conducted waste audits as their required evidence sources, then chose how to present their findings. The result? Concrete proposals implemented by school administration, including a composting program and a share table initiative. Here's your Monday morning move. Choose one upcoming inquiry lesson and apply this 3-2-1 framework. Write your driving question, then craft three specific sub-questions that build toward the answer. Identify two non-negotiable evidence sources and brainstorm three creative output options for students. This simple structure will transform wandering into wondering with purpose. In our information-rich world, the ability to ask focused questions and pursue structured investigation isn't just academic, it's essential for lifelong learning. When we teach students to balance curiosity with discipline, we're preparing them to tackle complex challenges with both creativity and rigor. That's innovation literacy that will serve them far beyond our classroom walls. Thanks for listening to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found this valuable, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more educators and innovators bring creativity and problem-solving into every classroom. Every time we teach, we're shaping not just knowledge, but the way students think and discover. That's what makes innovation a literacy for every discipline. Share this with a colleague who believes that too.